Daka Tzuvik Parakimo Mishnah Hey. Keitzad Shtoitza Batzitzu. What does it mean that somebody who is Ma'anes and Isha has to drink from his disgrace pot? Afilu hi chigeres, afilu hi suma, va'afilu hoisa mukashchit. Even if she is lame, blind, or has boils, he is still mechuyev to marry her. Nimsa ba'dvar erva. If it turns out that she is uttered to him because of the dvar erva, after he married her, she was mezana tachta, and the din is that an isha that is mezana baratza tachat bala is usher to her husband. O she'ena ruya lavo b'yisrael, or she is asura lavo b'kahal. She cannot marry into Klai Yisrael as she is a mamzeres or a nesina. Eino rasha lekaima. He can't marry her. Shenemar v'lo tia le'isha, isha haruyala. That was the pasuk said, that somebody who is ma'anis and isha has to marry her. That's only if she is ruya to him. But if she is mezana tachtav or she is a mamzeres, then he does not have to marry her. Mesechta Tzuvit Parakimo Mishnah Bo. Yisoymash in his arsa, vinitzgarsh. And Nara that is Yisoym, she does not have a father, or she was in his arsa, and then she got divorced. Rabbi Elazar Aymer, ha-mefate patr, v'ha-oynes chay. Rabbi Elazar says, somebody who is mefate her is patr from paying its mouth, and somebody who is ma'anis her is chay. The reason why somebody who is mefate her is patr, since the knas goes to her, and the Yisoyma does not have a father, so therefore she receives a knas. And in Nara that was in its arsa and its garsha, we saw in Mishnah Gimel that according to Rabbi Akiva, she gets the knas. And therefore, since she allowed herself to be seduced, she automatically is meichel the knas, and she does not get the payment, as opposed to somebody who is ma'anis her, then he would have to pay her.